So in today's podcast, you guys, I know I haven't been here for a while, but it's fine. I am joined by a guest. All right, hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
That's good. What you been up to lately? Oh, wait, guys, wait. Before you even ask that into that question, y'all, this is my friend. She actually goes to my school.
Yes.
So tell me about yourself. Where you from? How old are you? What's up?
My name is Terrain. I'm 18. Just turned 18 on March 17th.
Okay.
I really don't do that much but work. I coach dance, so that's kind of fun. And I'm going to college in 6 months, so why not turn up?
You're leaving.
Just for a couple of months.
So it's been long. It's been a while since we talked in a while. I don't know. Have you ever what was your life experience about high school, middle school? What was your experience then?
Okay, so middle school, I was it was okay. I was bullied, but then I did the bullying, so it was 50-50. But high school, I think I started to know who I was, and nobody really messed with me for real. They had drama with me, but nobody really, really put their hands on me because I'm Trey. That's what I say to everybody. Not to say I'm cocky, but I guess that's how it works. But high school was kind of rough. Well, now it's rough because I'm a senior, and your senior year is the roughest.
Middle school was rough as well. So if y'all can hear this stuff in the background, that's my sister. But it was kind of rough for me in middle school as well, because I didn't get bullied as well. And as on top of that, there was so many crazy things that happened.
Yeah.
And, and this is why I try to distance myself from people, but it was so funny because even though I moved, people were talking about me even though I moved, and they didn't talk about me when I was there.
Yeah.
Funny. So
I was bad. I guess once I got to seventh grade, I learned who I was in middle school. Learned my main person, and I was doing good, but I was a little rude. So,
hello, Jackie. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Just kind of tired.
That's life.
Yeah, because working out, it's life, man. You know, you gotta get fit. I need to.
Period. Love
that. Sorry. All right. Sorry.
It's fine.
I need a workout partner.
Alright, go hit me up.
I will. I need one. I've been looking for one.
Alright, you have summoned me, Jay. What is you need me?
Oh no, we're just talking. We're just chilling. We're vibing at this point right now.
What were we talking about?
We're just talking, we're just vibing, we're just not talking about a specific topic for us. We're just kind of
okay.
Conversation.
Alright.
What was the, for Zeray, you are the very first, person that's to be on my podcast, a new person to be on my podcast, but what were some dramas that you've been through?
Some dramas? Oh, it's a lot. Lordy. Everybody want my name in their mouth, it seems like. But my recent drama is with my ex. He's a broke ass nigga. He swear I don't make money. He swear because I live with my peoples is a problem. But I'm 18. I'm going to college in 6 months. Why would I get an apartment? So then I went through the drama with the you are my nigga. Da da da. But it's really more a niggas be wanting me but trying to tell their girls I want them drama. That's how it really be. So it's a lot of people that it's a lot of boys that will shock people that be like, oh, he really text her, I could expose a lot of niggas that go to James River. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Huh.
Thanks for saying the school name.
Oops, I'm sorry.
We're gonna go hard. The kids who are trying to go. No, I'm gonna go.
Don't do that.
No, I'm kidding. Like, I would never.
What did y'all do today?
I went to school, then went to work, had to go drop something off. Then I supposed to be going to practice, but nobody would text me back with what time it started.
Oh, me. That's me every day. I had a babysit today. I had school, but I didn't pay attention. Classic me. I fought with little kids because they were getting on my last nerve. So, I was like, please, not today. I'm having a good day. But no, they tested me and I literally have locked them. So,
my day was pretty good. I got an 82 out of 80 on one of my quizzes. So,
oh, that's, yes, sir.
I was like,
we love an educated girl, bro.
Exactly.
But why do we need school? We're not even gonna go.
I don't understand why we need some of the information they give us in elementary.
We're not gonna use it.
All the stuff that you learn in college is what you're gonna use in the future. But besides that,
I'm not going to college.
I'm going.
You're gonna need this in the future.
I got accepted to my dream college, so I'm definitely going.
So what's the college you want to go to?
Norfolk State.
Oh.
Yes, a money school.
Okay. Money.
Have you guys ever like witnessed like some type of like paranormal stuff, like activity, like ghosts or any type of things? Like,
oh yes. I witnessed it in the house that I'm living in now.
Conspiracy theories.
So, I'm going to tell y'all a story. It's so crazy. My grandma, I'm going to tell y'all a story from my grandma Amy. So, my grandma's story is she was in the house one day and nobody was here because I was at work and everybody else was somewhere else. So, she was like, she just hear a lot of noise and she hear like something open and fall. So, she's like, what is this? So, she went in the kitchen and it was nothing. Then she left and she heard it again. So, she went back in the kitchen and the drawer was open. And like a spoon or something was on the floor. I was like, oh, I would have ran out the house so fast. But then, like at night when I'm sleeping, because I have the master bedroom, and that's where the previous owners was sleeping in, is in my room. And the husband died in my room. So it's like creaks. I hear creaks when I'm trying to sleep, or my door would close harder than what it is closed. So it'd be like, okay, maybe I'm not in the room by myself.
Oh, I would hate to come to your house.
Well,
let's not go, Jay.
I would hate to come to your house.
I'd be hearing stuff in the attic. I'd be like, yeah, no, y'all can have it. And my house is long, so imagine standing at one end of the house and the whole rest of the house is dark.
Sis. No, I'm running out of that house. No, ma'am. No.
What kind of stuff, you like paranormal stuff, you've been through, Jackie?
Oh, a lot of things. So, I was home alone, you know, doing me, just chilling. And I hear yelling in my kitchen. I'm like, no. I went downstairs. I was like, who's there?
I'm not you going towards it.
Right.
I was like, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. And then I heard the screaming again. And then I literally grabbed the nearest weapon that I had. It was my machete. I am so sorry, but I had to get it. And I went downstairs. A chair was on the floor.
Oh, no.
And it, like, fell. Oh, and then...
This is about to be a horror story. Like a horror movie.
Exactly. Being a whole horror movie.
I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm getting out of the house. She's like, why? And I was like, I found the chair like tipped over, and then the fridge was open.
Oh no! I had something.
You still in the house?
Exactly.
And I ran out. I ran out, and then I went to the neighbors, and they're like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No, there's something in my house, and I don't know what it is." So we called the cops.
I think.
And there was actually somebody in the house.
Oh no.
There was somebody actually in the house?
Yeah, it was a little girl.
Oh no.
Did y'all give her some lollipops or something?
No, tell me this. That the little girl used to live in that house, but her parents died there, so I guess she was like, I don't know, she lived in the, she looks like she lived on the street and then came and got into the house.
So she thought it was still her house.
That is so sad.
I had a crazy story that happened to me at somebody else's house. It was really crazy. I was taking a shower and I thought the person was back, and I kept calling the person name like, hello. I thought the person was back in the room, but the person was literally in the kitchen eating. So it's like, you're in the kitchen, but I hear the door open and close, and it's like the bathroom door. So I thought, you know, you're probably thinking like, oh, you snapped somebody out there. So I peek my head, don't see nobody. I'm like, okay. I get out the shower, go in the kitchen, like, did you come in the room where in the bathroom while I was taking a shower? No, I never came nowhere near it. So I'm like, okay, we're asleep. We hear a loud bang. Is the door closing? Why is the door closing? Why is the door closing? I don't do stuff like that. I don't go towards it. I run out the other way. So I went through the other room and ran out. I'm not staying there. I went straight home.
Oh, no. See, what's crazy for me is that I was at my cousin's house. And...
oh, that's the worst ones.
Yeah, see, I... And... you know, I was at my cousin's house, and when I was at my cousin's house, I stayed there. I was staying the night, and they were asleep. And all I thought was something like stand in the dark shadow with red eyes.
Oh no!
Because I heard at first, before I even saw that, I heard my name. So,
oh, I would have cried.
Yeah, because I was like, I was panicking. I was like, whoa, hold on. Who knows my name?
Yeah.
This and next thing you know, after they said my name like twice, that red eyes, like the little thing, just like popped up. Like it looked like something literally standing there. It was it was the most crazy thing ever.
I would have been like, maybe I don't want to stay here.
I'm running out the door.
I would have been like, maybe I don't stay. I don't want to stay here.
Let's go back home.
I have like one of those creepy old mirrors in my mirror space in my bed, and my mirror have like three mirrors. It's like, it's weird. It's like one big mirror in the middle, but you can close. It's like two sides that you can close as a part of a mirror.
Yeah.
And then I have, cause you know, people say for ghosts and stuff, like having mirrors facing each other is like a little, what they call it? I forgot what they call it, but it's like a portal for the spirits to come in and stuff. So I have like a vanity little mirror, and I'd be so scared. I had it facing the big mirror one day, and I was just sitting right here taking pictures, and I swear I saw something in the picture. I swear I did. So
no,
I just
didn't. I remember I took a picture of one of my friends take a picture of me, and next thing you know, I saw like one of those like an orb, like one of those like the ghost thing things or whatever was on my clothes, like sticking on me. And I was like, oh, well, who is this Fred the ghost?
I'm glad you into stuff like that, because I watch stuff like that. I watch like Sam and Kobe and all them. So, and then I watch like a whole bunch of ghost adventure stuff. So I feel like that stuff is interesting, because it's like, what do they really be wanting from us?
What did I do?
Like, why do you choose me?
Yeah.
I'm just living in the house you used to live in. That's it.
What made you think of starting a podcast, Jackie?
When you started like your first podcast, I was like, "Miss, ma'am, I need to do one because I need the money."
But yeah. Somewhere. Starting somewhere.
Yeah.
He seems like a lot of fun.
Me?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know that. What do you care about?
I hear cats. Huh? I hear cats.
I hear cats.
What do you care about?
No, no.
What do I fear?
Like, what do you care about deeply?
I really don't have feelings.
Come on.
Not to be rude, but once you go through the stuff I went through, your heart starts to change about some stuff.
Yeah.
So you start not to want to do this, like, care for other people the same way. But I really feel like the only thing I really care about really deeply is, like, my grandma. Like, that, her and my twin brother. Those two, I would go to war behind them. Well, my whole family, I would go to war behind, but especially my grandma.
So
like,
nice.
I would die for my grandma if I could. Like, if she needed me, if she needed something more than I needed it, I would give it to her.
I'll die for you too. Thank you. You're so sweet. So.
Tee-hee-hee.
I'm weak. My laugh is ugly, y'all. Please don't judge me.
You hurt mine, so I mean, what's it here? So, do you think you will ever start a YouTube journey?
I want to do it for my weight loss journey because I lost over 30 pounds.
Ooh.
My first surgery I had 2 months ago. So I think I would, because my life is funny. My family is really funny. I have like a really funny life, because we can be sitting right here talking and my brother or somebody would just walk in saying something random and I'll have to be like, hold on, I'm doing something. And you'll just bust out laughing, because the stuff we be talking about, we literally talked about everything. My little sisters, they're the two ones that make us talk about everything, because my little sister, if it's an old lady walking across the street, she will talk about her. She don't care. She do not care. She talks about everything. And it's funny because it'd be like, the stuff is true though, but don't talk about it. So
yeah, because certain people don't talk about certain things that like the world needs to talk about, I guess.
Yeah. You know? And I feel like if I start a YouTube channel, I would be able to talk about that more, because I've been through a lot that people can relate to. I've been through more than what people think. So I feel like I should, but I'm trying to wait till I feel it's the right moment. I haven't had nobody to really sit down and talk to about it and figure out, like, if I do it, what would I mainly base my channel off of? What would my channel name be and all this other stuff?
What would the channel name be?
I would either do Life with Ray, or I thought of that, or I want to do, like...
Not you trying to copy my Spotify name, Life
with
J.
I'm weak, or I would do, like... Because I like to smoke a lot, and I want my channel to have, like, be able to be around that, too. So, I'll probably be, like, Smoke Afraid, or something to have people interested in.
What would your audience mostly, like, focus on?
I want people to focus on loving themselves. Okay. And just living life, because you only have one of them, so live it to the fullest, more than you can ever live it.
That sounds like what I was talking about in my podcast.
Because you only have one life, so experience it to the fullest you can.
Mm-hmm. And this goes for either one of y'all to, either one of you guys can take this question. What was one of the biggest challenges you faced in earlier days of your startup?
Say that one more time for me.
What was one of the biggest challenges you faced in the earlier days? That, like younger, older, like when you got older.
I have a lot of challenges. My first ever challenge was when I was born. I was born at 2 pounds and 3 ounces. Ooh. So I was really little, and they told my mom I wasn't gonna survive, and I did. I pushed through like the GIM, but I went, another challenge is my past surgery. I went through depression with it. So that was a really huge challenge to get out of, because depression is not a joke. It's something different. It hits you different once you really realize that you're going through depression. It hits different because you feel it more.
For me, I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that kind of topic a little bit. And for me, I don't usually talk about depression that much because, I mean, I don't express my emotions that much because I draw my feelings out. When my room wasn't like how it is now, I had drawings on my walls. If you checked out my YouTube videos before and you watched my videos before, you would see drawings on my wall.
Yeah.
So if you peeped in, you know why. There's drawings on my wall. And it was like the first row was this kind of drawing. Like stat drawings on the first row, second row, it was real deep stuff. Like, it was just really drawing that, like,
I like the drawing and painting scene too, but I really take my sometimes I take it out with work or like dance. I love to dance, dancing is like me. Like, I love it. I love to coach dance. I love to dance. I love to be able to create a dance and have my girls do it. I just love it in general.
Mm-hmm. So. Jackie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Like, where'd she go?
It's just like, you can hear the background music, so it doesn't matter. But like, one of the challenges that, hold on, give me a second. Okay. One of the challenges that I ever had was when I was 7 months, I had surgery because I had to take out one of my kidneys. So I had a tumor in of them. So I only have one. And that's why I'm trying to get him fixed. Because,
listen, Jackie, if I'm your blood type, you can have my kidney if you need it. I will get my kidney for somebody.
Mamas. What? She's in a different state, all right.
Listen, I will fly to wherever she is if she need it.
Oh, go ahead. Well, okay. You're grown.
Okay. Jay!
I was just saying. Leave alone, you know what? What advice would you?
Bro, you are me interrupting.
No, I feel bad.
I wasn't dying, this ma'am. So after like all of that hit, when I turned 8 years old, when I was eight, I fell into depression because. A lot of family drama going on, and then my parents wanted to, get separated, but, good thing they're not, they're still together until this, and another time that I fell into depression when my grandma passed away, I couldn't, it was rough.
Yeah, life is different once you lose that person that you feel like is your all. It is.
It's so hard.
It gets rough.
Mm-hmm. All right, now you can go. Okay.
What advice would you give someone to starting their own business today?
My parents. Everybody in my family really have, like, it's so many kids in my family that started a business and adults. So what I would say is, if you feel like your business is going to get as far as you want it, just step out on faith. Don't be scared. Just do what you have to do. Please don't be scared. Just do it. Because not doing it, you're going to regret not doing it in the end than doing it when you thought it was going to be rough for you to do it.
Yeah, and that's what I thought about, for doing YouTube and stuff. I thought it was going to be really, really hard to do this.
I can't hear you that much.
But yeah. I know.
I'm sorry. All right, there you go.
I said that.
Now? Yeah, I can hear him now.
Okay, well, that's just what we're saying. Like, yeah, that was really hard and difficult for me to do YouTube and stuff like that, because people told me, you know what, you should start doing YouTube, Jay, you're funny, you this and that. I'm just like, okay, I don't think I should, but let's see how it goes. Next thing you know, it starts taking off.
Look at you
now. So it's like I should have listened before and started before, and like,
you know, yeah, like how you did to me, you pushed me to that point that you were like, Jackie, you should just start YouTube. And I was like, should I not? Should I? And I was like, just all over the place. Mm-hmm. But look at where I am now. I'm at 104 subscribers. I'm going to get back on the grind because, you know, all of my kiddos.
I literally called you earlier today. And what did I say, Jackie? What did I say today when I called you?
Get to work. I don't know what else.
Yeah,
said.
I was like, it's time to get to work. Come on, get up. You were sleeping. It's time.
I
stop
was
being
sleeping.
Lazy and get to work.
That's what okay. I said.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna start YouTube soon, but I have to find a name and find somebody that's going to make me be motivated to be able to do it, because I don't be motivated all the time, and my dad is. I know. Wow.
You got us.
No, you don't have her. No, you got me. Correct? No.
No, you got me.
No.
As well.
No,
no, Jay.
You
shut your Luna!
No, Terrence,
you got me. Period. My dance girls, they love being on camera, so I could definitely record me coaching one day. And
yeah, it's such a phone, camera, wherever.
We record 24/7. Like, we have a YouTube channel for my dance team as well. So... yeah.
Really? Okay. Before we end this off, y'all. Okay, Tamara, what's the YouTube name? Tell them.
The YouTube name is Twisted Energy Dance Team. So, and we have like our parades and all of our Christmas parades and everything on there, competitions. We have a lot of stuff on there.
Okay. So.
Oh, you have any other questions for me?
I do have like a couple.
Oh, Bobby,
I can't hear you. Say it one more time.
I have a couple more to ask. So, tell us a little bit more, about you.
They're right over
like,
there.
Something that explains you, I guess. Something that like makes you happy.
What makes me happy right now is my girls. That's like that and money. Those two things is like the soul of me, because to explain myself, I'm like, just some people call me rude. I get called mean. Bossy, that's how you can explain me. People call me bossy, and I feel like I get it more now because I do demand a lot of stuff I want than just, you know, being like, oh, don't do this. I'd be like, no, you need to do this or not do it. So,
And for the last question for the both of you, how do you set your goals?
Well, at first, I want to be honest. When I first came into high school, I had no goals at all, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to do, but how I set them is,
I know
how I set them is, I think about it a lot and meditate on it.
So, I mean, that's the most. That's, you know, for me, how I set my goals is I write everything in, like, on a piece of paper. And, I tell myself every day, like, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to achieve every goal. I check everything off on a piece of paper. And every day, I just go by. And that is why I called Jackie today. And I was like, come on, time to get to bed today. And, like, you need to this video...
Jackie,
get back on the ground. I really meditate on goals and stuff and decisions. That's what I do. You have to take the time and think about it. So, and meditation makes you put it out in the universe and put it out in the air to see if it should work or not.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing with that is that your mouth and whatever you say out your mouth is very powerful.
So. Yeah, it really is. And my mom teaches me that a lot because she's into like the earth. We're into like the moon and spirits and mother nature and you know. We into like we do crystals and we have the like crystals. We meditate with candles. We smoke herbs to get it through our body. You know, we do stuff like that, drink herbs and all that. So
well, it was nice talking to you both for joining us on that. But before I end the podcast, guys,
check out my YouTube channel.
Make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to Twisted Energy. That's Teresa's YouTube channel for her dance team and all that stuff like that.
Yes.
Go subscribe to my channel, Jackie.
It's Jackie's vlog. Well, I can say myself, Miss Ma'am. So everybody go subscribe to my channel if you want to go see my content. It's Jackie's Vlog. So Miss Ma'am, I'm gonna post tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow to say it's time to get to work that's what I'm gonna tell you.
They can follow me on Instagram if they want. That's the only thing I have that you can. My Instagram is that's.soray. So thatsoray. Yep.
Okay, well, it was so nice chatting with you both. Yes. Y'all go ahead and listen to the podcast. Awesome. And check out my channel for this. Once I get my mic and all this other stuff ready, I can do some more stuff on YouTube. I love you guys. And I'll see y'all for my next podcast.
Bye. Y'all go see me on his YouTube. Bye.
Bye.
Love you guys. Okay.